the additive approach and subtractive approach, in my opinion, is very useful for descending things. Let's just do it by example rather than me trying to explain abstractly. Here's an example for you. Here's a tonic. And there's the target note. We'll call it the target note is the one you're trying to identify. And we'll let you guess first before we analyze.
We're descending.
Okay. And in order to find out if you're right, we're going to since the flat six is only a half step away from the five, do you want to target like a five?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, fine. So remember that now that we're descending, like, everything's inverted. If you want to hear, like, the actual fifth, then the actual fifth of the scale in relation to the tonic. All right, let me explain. A fifth below this tonic is going to be a four. And you know about this. So, but we're diagnosing it as it relates to any tonic, including an octave lower or any octave.
Right.
So we're not talking about a fourth down. We're not talking about intervals in terms of distance. We're talking about intervals in terms of scale tones.
Yeah.
Perfect. Just making sure we understand it, because that's a key component in thinking in reverse. You who are listening to this, if you didn't understand that, you will. So when we want the sound of the fifth, it could be from any tonic. Like, you could go... But then that sound, you have to take that down an octave. Like, you have to be very strong in your sound of an octave. Or, alternatively, you take your tonic down an octave, if you can sing that one. Either way, you get to, so that's one and five, the fifth below. Not a fifth below, but the fifth below. And so let's go back to the exercise I gave you was this. Don't look. Here's the fifth. Kind of like eight and five, if you will.
That first note was the tonic.
Yeah, first note is eight, if you will.
Eight.
And that's five. And the note, the target note that you're looking for is... So is your target note too low or too high from the fifth? Here's eight and five, and then your target.
It is lower than the fifth.
Yeah, so what does that tell you about your guess about the flat six?
It's definitely not flat six.
What would the flat six sound like? It would go... Gang, gong, gong. So...
Right.
And so we know it's not that. All right, so take another guess. Or we can use the fifth... What about this? Let's use the additive approach. We know what the fifth sounds like, and we know what your target note sounds like. So, can you guess the interval between those two? Maybe that's easier. Don't look. Here's the fifth, and here's your target.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sounds a full step lower than the fifth.
All right, so then your guess is a four.
Four, yeah.
All right, so let's check that. You got... the bride, or here comes the bride.
Okay.
Like, you know, in the way we're doing it, instead of here comes the bride, it's here comes the bride. Same thing. You're going down a fifth to get to the fourth. I shouldn't have said that because it sounds confusing. Anyway, your target is this, and the fourth sounds like this. So is the target note lower or higher than the fourth? Or is it right on? That's the fourth, and here's your target.
Lower lower than the fourth still.
Okay.
Yeah.
By a lot or a little?
A little.
So what else you want to guess?
I'm going to go flat three.
All right, let's do flat three. So flat three is... Right? That's the smoke of the water. Or you could do it down an octave. So gong, gong, right? So from here to boom is our flat three. And this is the target. So here's flat three. And here's your target. Is it right on?
No, those are half step away.
Okay, so what's your answer?
You play one more time.
Yep. Here's the flat three. Boom, gong, gong, right? And here's your target. Are we going half step up or down from the flat three, do you think?
We went up.
Okay, so what do you think your answer?
The third.
All right, so let's check the third and see if it's right. We're going to use oblah D. Oblah D. Or oblah D. Either way. Does that sound like it? So oblah or oblah. Does that sound right?
Nope, not quite.
Okay. So what happened? The flat three wasn't right. The three wasn't right. The four wasn't right. What are we going to do now? Just walk away. This is too frustrating. I'm leaving.
It's
got to
be a two.
You can try a two. Yeah. So. Do, 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 do. There's a two. And here's your target.
Yep, okay.
So is it a two?
No, it's the major third.
It's the third?
Yeah.
Okay, when we tried the third on, you didn't like it. Yeah. Oblah-dee, or oblah-dee, or a-blah. Does that sound right? Like, can you hear your doorbell in this?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you hear your doorbell in this, kind of inverted? So, okay, so then, well, I'm glad you're being honest. If I played it an octave up, like,
yeah,
there you hear it. But here, it's down an octave, but it's still the same interval. Like, do, re, mi, do, re, mi. Or try it like this. Do, re, mi, or do, si, la, so, fa, mi. Like, that's part of it, too, is being able to conceive of a scale ascending and descending.
Mm-hmm.
In your head, you know, like maybe this is when you're singing minor scale. Earlier you said it's not a minor scale. You obviously know how to do a minor scale in your head, but you should be able to do it ascending and descending. So 1 7 6 5 4 3 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 1. Here's the minor. 1, flat 7, flat 6, 5, 4, flat 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 6, flat 7, 1.
Mm-hmm.
And if you work it out, you can do other scales too. I want to comment on this process. It may have been painstaking. It wasn't painstaking for me. It was fun for me, but painstaking for you. It's interesting that you said a flat 6.
Because
you're correct that it's a flat 6 if... the lower note was the tonic.
Yes, right.
A flat six is the inversion, the inverse of a, like a, how do we say it? A flat six ascending
mm-hmm.
is a major third descending.
Right.
So you heard it inverted, mm-hmm. and you can start using that to your advantage if you,
right, yeah.
If you can. Like, remember we talked about temporary shift of tonic? Right? I'm giving you the tonic. Let's just do an example. The same example. Like, you're like, I gave you this as the tonic, and then this is the note. And you're like, okay, blah, I'm not sure what that is. It sounds like a flat six, so let me double check. If I make the lower note the tonic, like, mine is crazy trained to recognize the flat six. Go, 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 go. And I hear, go, 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 go. And I know for a fact that that's a flat six, because I recognize the crap out of it. That's the technical term. Then you can invert it in your head using the 9 thing. Let me just reiterate that about... I'd like to hear how much you remember about the 9 thing for our listeners. Like, what is? How do you invert intervals?
Right, right. So if you want to invert the interval, you would subtract it from 9 and then flip the qualities. If it's flat, it becomes a whole, and then vice versa.
Yep, he said subtract it from 9 and then flip the quality, which means a fifth going one way, a fifth descending is a fourth ascending, like the and 5 and 4 add up to 9. A major third ascending is a flat 6 descending. The 3 and the 6 add up to 9, but you're reversing the quality, like you took major into minor. Mm-hmm. The flat 5 is the exact middle, so that you just, like a flat 5 ascending is a flat 5 descending, the same interval. So that's like the cutoff point. And there's a graph on this if this is confusing. If that's your first time hearing this for someone, then look at the article that I have with the little graph where the flat 5 divides the octave and then all the other intervals are on either side of it. Like the flat 5 is in the middle, and so the 4 is to the left and the 5 is to the right. And then I can't explain it in words without you looking at it. So let's do another example. Actually, I'll do one, and then we'll go back to you. So give me a descending, no matter how crazy it is, descending interval. I asked for it. I think that's funny. I'm gonna need to hear it a few times, though.
Okay. Except for the card to go by.
You gotta remember what you played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know for a fact that that's a, it's like a sixth. Don't tell me if I'm right. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that this is a perfect example of inverted relationships. I don't mean inverted, well, you'll see. Like, I'm using the lower note. I hear as a minor third. But I know that the lower note is the target note, not the tonic. And so, but if I make it the tonic temporarily, then I hear the upper note as the minor third. And therefore, if I do the math thing with the 9 and the reversing, I know it's the sixth without having to. And I can double check myself by singing the NBC theme. Please do it again. So. B, C, you know, you hear the target note? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, and B, C. Mm-hmm. So I double check myself that it's a sixth, a different way, mm-hmm. to make sure that I'm right.
Yeah.
So, but to me, the minor third just jumped out at me.
Right.
So with a little math, it made it way easier. And you'll get to that point, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a pretty crazy example. Like, how many octaves apart was that? I didn't even try to figure out how many octaves it was. Probably two.
Two, yeah.
You know, let's just for the purposes of the, you played like a high F, like top string, 13th fret, and first string, 13th fret, and the fifth string, fifth fret, for example. And that's, it's almost two octaves. Well, no, it is, yeah, it's two octaves and a bit.
Yeah.
And that's like pretty high. All right, back to you now. So sometimes it may be easy, like stuff will just jump right out, and other times you got to do more work. That's just normal. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I'm going to keep it within one octave, though.
Okay.
For you. That's a tonic. And that's your target.
So I reversed them, and I heard Star Wars.
Okay. All right. So in other words, the lower note was the tonic.
If the lower note was the tonic, it'd be the fifth.
Okay. And then, so in your head, you heard. So the fifth, what you're calling the fifth, should now be my tonic. Right?
Yes. Right.
My tonic was this.
Right.
So is that. Da 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 da. Do those two notes sound the same? The one I'm singing and the one I'm playing. Dun.
Could you play the interval again?
I'm not sure which interval you want, but here's the original example. And so let's go with that. Let's use the additive approach rather than start over. If you took your, let's get our terminology straight. The target is the one we're trying to identify. The tonic is the root to which we're labeling it. The root against which we're labeling it, or in relation to which. And you inverted it in your head to make the target note the temporary tonic. And you thought it was a fifth. So let's do it in reverse. Do it so that the lower note is, pretend the lower note is the tonic for a minute. And you got do, re, mi, fa, sol. That's your fifth. And we knew that that wasn't it. Is this note, I'm going to call it, it was the original tonic. Yes. I don't know what to call these things now.
The original tonic.
Is that above or below the temporary fifth?
It sounds like it's above.
Above. And how do you want to proceed? Do you want to add from the fifth, or do you want to go from the temporary tonic to find where the original root was, the original tonic was?
Let's go from the temporary tonic.
Okay, so now we're talking
the lower
tonic. So temporary tonic to original tonic.
One more time. I mean, it's pretty close to the fifth, so it's got to be flat six or six.
Okay, so let's try it. Pick one of those.
Let's go to the flat six.
Okay, flat six. In order for it to be flat six, we can do the additive approach from the fifth and do the jaws thing if you want. Yeah. Don't look. Here's the fifth. And then da, 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 right. So we got or that note in Crazy Train. So and but here's the original tonic. How does that compare to the flat six?
It's higher than that.
Yeah. So now do you want to try sixth?
Six, yeah.
All right. Now, what are we going to use to find the six? Do you have N, B, N, N, B, C. So, N, B, C. So, here's the sixth. Here's my original tonic, though. Here's the sixth. And here's the original tonic.
Half step away, okay.
It's a half step away, so what do you think it is?
It's got to be flat seven.
Flat seven.
There.
Now, keep your eyes closed. Thank you for. If that's correct, that this to this is a flat seven, then what would it mean mathematically when we reversed it? So this is now the tonic, and this is the target.
And it's a two, but
it's going to be a two. It's going to be a two. Now let's double check if you're right. Let's see if you can take the original tonic down an octave, I like to do it stepwise because if I try and skip too much, it's like spatially, you can get spatially disoriented, so to speak. Not spatially, but you know what I mean. So, na, 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 na. What if I stopped at 2? 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And then does that sound? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Or if you went down a full octave, like, and then you went do re, you would get to the two. Mm-hmm. So in the end, you found it. It took, a bit of making mistakes and analyzing, and that's just how you learn. Mm-hmm. And it's great. I really think this is what the whole crux of it is. It's not that ear training takes that long, really. It's just that people don't want to, they don't want to, they won't spend time putting in the work. I don't know why I was motivated as a kid to put in the work. It's just because we didn't have materials.
Yeah.
Like, you just, we didn't have internet, we didn't have materials. And in a way, it was a blessing. You hear me say this story all the time. And now people just don't want to put in work because we're in the information age. When be like, well, I'll just look it up somewhere. Like, no, that's not how it works if you really want to hear stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're running out of time. You did very well. One more example for me. Do a crazy one.
Crazy
train, haha. All right.
Ready?
Yeah. It's so funny. All right, one more time.
One more time.
One more time. So what I did was, actually one more time. What I did was, I took the target note and made that the temporary tonic. And I went boom, dum, and took that up an octave and took that up and I got,
wow.
And I got a minor third.
Yeah.
And so I know, it's actually, you gave me the same, without meaning to, you gave me the same example twice, which is a sixth. It's a sixth because I heard the, I took the target note as the temporary tonic, heard the minor third, and knew that the inversion of that was a major sixth. So now let's test me if I'm right for music theory. You played what note on top? I don't even have that on this classical
D.
guitar.
Oh, right.
What is that?
That's a D on top.
D?
Yeah.
So I'll just take it down an octave. And then down here must have been a B.
There was a B, yeah. Or B flat, actually.
No, that's not what you played.
It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I recorded it, so I don't think so. I think you played B.
No, I promise.
Well, then I messed up. But I don't think so. I don't think so. We're going to hear it. All right, so we have a bone of contention now. We're going to listen to it, though. I could have been wrong.